Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com. And we missed the champ.
So sad.
So sad.
It's been a hard year.
Yeah. Okay, what are we talking about today, Melody? Mortgage trends. How new mortgage trends are impacting us, the minorities.
This is a big story. So in the wake of the housing bubble, we all know the regulators came in on subprime loans. Remember that? Those were loans that went to people who had lower credit scores and things like that. And that kind of loan, those kind of loans really did start the housing, the financial crisis.
Mm-hmm.
So banks have switched their strategies. No subprime. Okay, that's not shocking. They've been embracing larger loans called jumbo loans. We've heard of those. And here's the thing. In embracing these new loans, mm-hmm. very low percentages of these loans are going to Black or Hispanic borrowers. So just to give you an example, Wall Street Journal reported that jumbo loans predominantly go to white and Asian borrowers. In 2014, just 3% of those loans went to Hispanics. And just 1.3% of those loans went to Black borrowers.
What's a jumbo loan, and what's the advantage of having a jumbo loan?
So a jumbo loan is a loan for over $417,000 in most real estate markets. So it actually has a number attached to it. It's a more expensive house or apartment, as you could imagine. Banks like them because they're typically made to individuals with high credit scores, and they require a big down payment. This is the loan where you're putting down 20%. And they tend to have, as a result of that, have very low default rates. They are not backed or linked to any kind of government program. So we've heard of things like FHA and all of those things. These are not those kind of loans.
So minorities don't qualify for this loan?
It's not that fewer of us are going out and trying to buy homes that cost $417,000 or more, and fewer of us have those kind of big down payments. So in short, yes, fewer of us are even trying to get these kind of loans, let alone qualifying for them. And it's interesting. What is happening is they looked at the 10 largest banks. Jumbo loans are reducing the percentage of loans, jumbo or otherwise, that they are making to Black or Hispanic. So they looked at all approved mortgage applications for the 10 largest banks. 5.3% went to Blacks in 2014, down from 7.8% back in 2007. So in 7 years, that number went down 2.5%. 7.4 went to Hispanics, and that was down from 10.6 in 2014. So overall, the number of loans going to Black and Hispanics for housing has gone down.
Well, is the government going to do anything to level this off?
That's a good question. So the regulators are starting to see this trend. So the Justice Department and the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, that was one of the new agencies that came out of the financial crisis, they've launched an investigation into this whole jumbo loan strategy and seeing how it's affecting disenfranchised minorities.
How are they able to do this if these changes were made back in 2009, 2010?
And that's the interesting thing. So we've got this very fine line that we're trying to walk. On the one hand, you're trying to create a scenario where, you know, you've got a situation where this new push towards these larger loans means borrowers of colors are being, you know, discouraged from applying, or maybe we don't qualify, or maybe we're not buying homes that cost that much. Maybe we don't have the credit score for it or the down payment. But at the same time, we've had the stricter lending criteria for banks, and that keeps borrowers from getting into bad financial conditions or situations, which we had during financial crisis. So this is not an easy answer. I can tell you that, you know, just looking at it as objectively as possible.
Just like the song says, them that's got shall get, huh? And them that's not won't get a jumbo loan.
and so much of what the banking community did during the financial crisis just tried to extend mortgages to those who were at lower income, African Americans, Hispanics, so that we could all have a part of the American dream. That was a big part of the effort. And yet they went too far. So there's a happy medium here. I think the pendulum has swung too far again, the wrong way. And so the regulators and the Justice Department will have to go in there and figure out how to tweak this so that so we're not in a situation where our communities and the Hispanic community are not able to qualify for mortgages.
Are they starting to look at what this will look like in a Donald Trump administration?
Oh, God.
I'm just putting it out there.
I can't go there.
You can't.
I can't.
I'm with you, but it's if we don't get it together.
Remember, he's the guy who says debt is good.
Yes, exactly.
So that's a whole nother segment.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Have a great day.
Yeah.
Sorry to be such a downer.
Okay. More about this on blackamericaweb.com.